All right, Rabbi Osei, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday in the last paragraph on page Shin Yud Beis. Va'od Tizkar. So the Mechaber says as follows. He says, Va'od Tizkar, Habore Ohe Voschal Tamid. Remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you always. Hu Rotze Tamid La'azra Lecha. He always wants to help you. Hu Bara Oscha Rak Bishvil Rachim Alecha. He created you only to be able to do good for you and to bestow good to you. He has incredible compassion upon you, compassion with no measure. And he has the ability to help you even in the most difficult of circumstances. And his rachmanis, right, his compassion will never end. Will never end. Vatuv shalom lo yipasek liolam. The good that he has to bestow will also never run out. Kimo, page Shinyud Gimel, Kimo Shomrim Betvila, Hatov ki lo chal rachamecha, vahamerachim ki lo samul chasadech meolam ki vinulach. As you say in Shmona Esrei every single day, Hatov, you are so good, Ribono Shel Olam, ki lo chal rachamecha, because your compassion never runs dry. V'hamerachim, and you are compassionate, ki lo samul chasadecha, your chesed never ends. Ki me'olam ki vinolach. And as a result, we constantly have faith in you. Lochein, tamid tevakesh me'Hashem, she'irachim alecha, v'ya'azra lecha la'asos tshuva. Therefore, I will say a person should constantly ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanis on him and to help him do tshuva. Now, this is a very profound idea on two levels. Number one, this idea of asking God for assistance in doing tshuva. You know, I will say, if you have a falling out with someone, if you have a falling out with someone and you hurt someone very badly, so, you know, you don't say, okay, fine, I'm ready to go to make up. If you could just email me a list of things I need to do, I'm happy to do it. So generally it doesn't work. Generally it doesn't work. Meaning part of apologizing is figuring out on your own what it is that you did and taking the initiative to fix it. Yeah, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way it works is such an incredible anomaly. I say to God, Ribono Shel Olam, I've messed up very badly, I'm sorry, and I need your help to do tshuva. I need your help, meaning you have to assist me in the process of doing tshuva. Without you, I cannot do it. Without you, I can't make it happen. We'll say, so how is it that I could offend God? How is it that I could, quote unquote, hurt God? How is it that I could do these things that are obviously egregious in nature and still ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance in somehow going ahead and making this better? And the answer is, because ultimately the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is without measure. God's compassion and God's love and God's kindness defies anything that we know in the construct of human relationships. And as such, yes, I have the ability to do these things that sound strange, that sound crazy, but yet, again, I have this ability. Next section, page Shin Yud Gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Kizel L'maysa Klal Hasheni. B'derech tshuva shel adam. So this, and now we come to the second principle in the path of tshuva. She'ye dehetiv, she'efsher lo li'olam l'hiskabra ayitzra hara, b'li ezraso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's important for a person to know that there is really no way for him to overcome his yitzra hara without the Ribono shel Olam's assistance. Kimo shamru chazal, b'chol yom yitzra shel adam l'hiskabra alav. As Chazal say, every single day, a person's Yetzer tries to overcome him. And were it not for the fact that God assists me, I would have no way to overcome the Yetzer. Therefore, it turns out that what? That the Iker Avoda of a person, and the Iker Hischaskus, his main strength to combat the Yetzer Hara, is through tefillah, is through prayer and supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I will say, we are stuck in a little bit of this interesting cycle. On one hand, again, I have the Yetzer Hara, and my Yetzer Hara is very strong. Yet, I have free will, and free will gives me the ability to choose correctly. In other words, I need not side with the Yetzer Hara. If I want to make a dramatic change in my life, I have the ability to do so. That being said, there's almost an expectation that the Yitzhahara will empower, that overpower me. Right? So it's an interesting dialectic. On one end, I have free will so that I can overcome the Yitzhahara. On the flip side, I'm a human being, so I have frailties. So therefore, it's almost, it's very difficult to overcome the Yitzhahara. So how do I reconcile these two ideas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reconciliation. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for Rabbi Osai is when I reach out to God, I can say, God, help me. Help me. You created me. You created this Yitzhahara. You did these things, and therefore I need your help to be able to overcome these. Rabbi Osai, it's such an incredible gift. It's almost, you know how like, you know, when you were in school, so, you know, you always had that teacher who, when they handed out the tests, they said, no questions. You say to yourself, it doesn't even make sense. From a teaching perspective, it doesn't even make sense. I'm trying to do well on the test. There's no questions. Go figure it out. Go figure it out. So a lot of life, it's an incredible metaphor for just those napkins have been sitting there for like 7 days. Mamish, there's nothing there. You know, once...
Dirty.
No, I know. I'm saying, but once the napkins are there, once the napkins are there, I'm just like, it's good. It's good. Just don't move it. So this incredible yisod, how I have the ability to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask him for help. I have questions. I need assistance. Ribono shel olam, help me. Sheyar b'chol yom lispal l'schan levakesh me'abari. Sheyazer lo ligbar al yitzro. V'lo lachto v'chidome. Nimtza v'chuma v'chumuvan l'mo Torah. Sheyano senes la'adam koach eisa tushia. So again, recognizing as Chazal say, that every single day my Yitzhahara grows stronger, and I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. I need God's assistance in order to be able to go ahead and turn things around. So number one, I have to daven every single day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance. Number two, I will say, Torah. Torah girds me with the strength to be able to meet my challenges. We know this because when I learn, I feel different. When I learn, I'm a different kind of person. As such, Torah girds me with the strength I need to be able to face my challenges. But here's the important part. Rabbi Osai, to go ahead and beat myself up, to get angry at myself, Rabbi Osai, to feel sorry for myself, to feel bad about myself, to beat myself up over my mistakes, that is not a good idea at all. Umi she'eino meivin etzeh, umamshech laredes al atzmo b'chol pam she'nichshal, eino metakin bazeh klum. And I will say, ultimately, again, a person who just goes ahead and literally just continues to beat himself up, continues to go ahead and fault himself, eino metakin bazeh klum. You know, I will say, self-blame. You know, there is this very fine line. On one hand, I have to own my mistakes. You know, I'll say there are people who go through life saying everything is somebody else's fault. Okay, so we know we all go through. Truth is, we all do that in different ways, and we know where does that usually get us? Nowhere. So on one hand, I have to accept responsibility for the things that go wrong. Responsibility is one thing. Beating myself up over things that have gone wrong, even if I'm responsible for them, at a certain point in time is counterproductive. Because all I get out of beating myself up is what? I feel terrible about myself. And when you feel terrible about yourself, generally, when I feel bad about myself, that's not usually when I progress forward in life. Meaning, no one says, I feel like such a shemata. I'm so worthless. I can't believe I did this. Let me get myself together and do something great. Generally, what ends up happening is, if I beat myself up enough and I feel like a nothing, I generally lose any type of will to propel myself forward. Adiraba, huma kalkil bazeh harbe yoser. We'll say when I beat myself up, I just simply end up making more mistakes. Because if I feel so worthless, and I feel at the end of the day so little, then by definition there's very little impetus for change. Ki barov yeush ubatz vuso. Because I will say sometimes when I'm suffering from yeush and sadness, I lose the strength to be able to move forward. Shei b'kocho la'asoso. V'kachi loshon shel Rabbi Nachman b'sifro likutim maran. Listen to the wording of the Rebbe. Ki rov b'nei adam sherechokim ha'ashem yisparach. Most people who are far, who are distant from God, ikar richukam hu machmas mara shchora v'atzvos. The Rebbe says something very profound. Most people who are far from God, he says it's a result of mara shchora v'atzvos. Atzvos means sadness. Mara shchora means what? Depression. He doesn't mean depression in a clinical sense. He means depression just in a profound sadness. And a profound sadness is such a profound statement. He says, when a person is distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's often a result of sadness. Why is a person sad? Machma shenoflim b'daitam, machma sheron ba'atzim godol kilkulum shekilkulum ma'asem. And why do most people become sad and despondent and depressed? Because I see the mistakes I've made. I see how much I've messed up. And I will say, all of us have those moments when we realize that as a result of certain decisions we made, our life looks like this. And had I not made those decisions, my life could have looked like this. And the problem is what? There's nothing I can do about it now. Meaning, it's done. There are certain decisions that you make that you could kind of roll back time on and you could start again. And there are certain decisions that are made, which once they're made, it's done. This is just simply the way that it is. And so I realized that as a result, and sometimes it's just a result of just decisions that I made that I thought were good but really bad. And sometimes I made mistakes. I know I made mistakes. And those mistakes cost me certain things. And as a result, the Rebbe says, I fall into this atzvos and mara shechora. Kol echad kefi ma sheyodeh ba'atzmos nigei levav u'machovav. And each of us fall into this state of sadness in different ways, based on the severity of our actions. U'machmas heims u'machmas zehim noflim b'daitam. V'rubam miyu ashim atzmam legamrei. V'al, let's say turn the page, v'al yidei zeh. Einam mispalalim with kavana klal, the einam osim afilu mashi cholim nasos adayin. As a result, the Rebbe says people fall into a state of sadness. People fall into a state of depression, and obviously I can't turn back the hands of time on the past. Also, what also ends up happening is, as I fall into the pit of sadness and despair, I lose the ability to affect change even in my circumstances now. So I have to stop over here for today. Rabbi Nachman doesn't just highlight the problem. Rabbi Nachman also highlights the solution. We'll have to say the solution. This is our last shiur until the end of Pesach. What I'm going to do is I'm going to record this last paragraph because I don't want us going into Yom Tov, you know, with a negative note. So I'll record this last paragraph a little bit later. But in Mirtz Hashem, this will be our last shiur until after Pesach. We'll continue with Gan Emunah and Mirtz Hashem after Yom Tov. Shkoyach.